Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, I think yesterday we said the most Red Wing thing to do would be to win that game to get us, you know, back in.
Yeah.
I think losing in overtime was actually the most Red Wing thing to do because they picked up a point. Yay! But they're still not in, and they need to start winning some hockey games if they're going to get in the playoffs. A win last night would have put them right back in control of their own destiny. Now, it's Pittsburgh's race, and Pittsburgh has points in 10 straight games, and you got to catch him, but you don't play him. That was your chance.
It was your chance. It was your chance Tuesday night against the Caps, and they were the ones going into yesterday that were sitting in that final playoff spot. They couldn't find a way to get it done. They lost, and because Detroit and Pittsburgh were head-to-head, Pittsburgh picked up the 2 points. They jumped everybody, and now they're the ones sitting in the catbird seat.
They technically have a pulse. Do you? Are you emotionally done, or Saturday night rolls around, right back on the edge of your seat, can't stay away? 248-539-9797, because, John, this is that carrot that's dangled in front of your face. They're so close. Even in that game last night, they're down 5-3. They give up the shorthanded goal. That's the kill shot. Game over. Not so fast. Lucas Raymond's got other plans.
Yeah.
If they don't go away, they don't die, but they don't win to get in. This is this purgatory that we find ourselves in.
I'm begrudgingly going along because I like the excitement of a playoff chase. Like, who couldn't like the excitement? Like, we are, last night, they get down 1-0. They get down 2-0. And I just want to throw the remote at the TV. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And then all of a sudden, they come back. It's 2-2. And then they're down. And then they're back. And then they're down. And then they go to overtime. And we're watching Lucas Raymond have a night all to himself. But it's been that way throughout the course of the last 20 games. 5-12-3. And if they just were average, they'd be sitting there. Right. They would have locked up a playoff spot, what, a week ago?
Yeah.
Because nobody else wants this. And that's what makes this so agonizing, is that they have been given so many chances. They set themselves up, a very average team, had set themselves up with a nice cushion. The end of February, 9-point lead, above the cut line. You know, could they possibly miss? Well, and we always said, yeah, sure, but it's not likely. Now we're sitting here because of what we experienced over the last 20 games and the frustration, and we're caught in between what could have been if they were just average over the last month and a half versus, hey, we're still in a playoff race. Like, this is exciting, but nobody grabs it. Nobody wants it. They keep giving it to the other team.
Yeah, I can't do that. At least they got a point last night. Like, you need to, or you're done. If you don't start winning, you're done. And we've been saying that for weeks. And to your point about this race, nobody's run away with it.
Right.
It's not really a race. Like, it's teams falling down like a mountainside. You're technically moving, but you're not in any control of this.
Who falls fastest?
Yeah, someone's going to get to the final playoff spot some way, somehow. I'm still in.
Of course you are.
I know. I got a situation. Saturday night, friend's birthday. They want to get everybody together. I think I'm staying home to watch this hockey team. Like, I'll show up later if they're still doing stuff. Like, I'm going to sit down on the couch and let this hockey team do it to me again.
Let's set the scene first here. And I hope you're okay with me sharing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your living situation currently.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's you and the cat.
Yeah, wife's out of town.
You got a weekend where you don't have to worry about, hey, is it okay if I go over and watch the game at Joe's house? There's a little party going on. You know, it's just the guys.
Yeah.
You have a free pass, and you're going to choose to sit at home alone with your cat to watch the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So this friend, he's having people. They were going to go over to a bonfire. Now I think they're doing bowling. I don't want to be at a bowling alley. I want to watch the game.
That changes the.
Plus, I mean.
I don't want to bowl either.
You're not a bowler?
Well, I like bowling.
I haven't bowled in years. But anyway, they want to do this. And I have not RSVP'd one way or another. But I just found myself realizing, like, this stupid team's got.
Full-on party. Did you get an invitation?
No, it's like a group text. But I haven't, confirmed or denied. I'm going to watch this hockey team on Saturday night. I'm going to watch them play the Maple Leafs because they're still not out of it. And I desperately want to see them still get in. I'm still on board. I still have a pulse because they still have a pulse. I don't blame anybody, though, who goes, this is like water torture. I feel like I'm being waterboarded. I just want out. Uncle, I'm done. I give up. They're not good anyway. 248-539-9797.
But doing something might help you handle your anxiety.
But then the guy with the phone, watching
I'm sure at the bowling alley, there'll be plenty of TVs. Now, I understand maybe not wanting to be bowling, but it is a distraction. And you could get to the end of the night and say, boy, I'm really glad that I went bowling and I didn't just focus and the entire night on this team. Or you could get to the end of the night and say, this was a great night. I had it all to myself. I had the couch, the remote, do whatever I want, eat whatever I want, mm-hmm. wear whatever I want.
That's right.
And enjoy a win.
Be nice. 248-539-9797. I'm done with the wings, reads a ticket texter, says, definitely done with Lalonde, mentally exhausted with this crap. The Lalonde thing, okay? He said, what did he say the other day? He goes, we might not be here next year.
Or in this position, yeah.
I don't know. Was he talking about himself or the team?
Hear from him?
Yeah, we could play the clip. This was the extended clip. This has kind of been a narrative all year, and I hope he's not this way with the team in the room, but this aw shucks, we weren't even supposed to be here, just lucky to be here, probably won't be here next year. Why the hell not? 16 of the 32 teams make the playoffs. That would mean to make the playoffs, we could debate it, but you're an average team. Average team can make the playoffs. Average team is in the hunt for the playoffs. The Wings aren't going to be an average team next year. They're not going to be sniffing the playoffs next year. 6 years into Yzerman's regime, the third year of Derek Lalonde coaching this hockey team, New Jersey's just going to be too good, and everybody else is going to be too good. Aw, shucks, we're just happy to be here, lucky to be here. How about a coach who actually feels confident in his hockey team, who's like, hey, we're taking this, this is just the start. Next year, we're hoping to be in a position where we're not up against it at the end of the year without control of our own destiny. Next year, we want to be 6, 8, 10 points up. So that we do have a playoff spot secure. What is this like? Well, we might not be here next year. When Dan Campbell said that about the Lions, he was referring to the edge of the Super Bowl, not being a mediocre team. Derek Lowe, we might not be here next year. You're mediocre right now. You might not even be mediocre next year. What the hell kind of statement is that from the head coach? Am I reading too much into it, John? That's not the same as Dan Campbell who goes, hey, the road to a Super Bowl is really tough and nothing's promised. This is a coach of a hockey team who goes, we might not be in a playoff picture next year. This is the guy who's going to motivate this team to get over the hump and win the next couple games and finish this thing out?
I've tried to think about this comment, and it never comes out in a positive light. It's kind of disappointing because if you're thinking New Jersey is going to be a team that, maybe they are a 100-point team next year, well, why aren't you going to be a 100-point team next year? You're at 85 right now, and if you're in this same position, so I get it. If you're at 85 at this time next year, maybe you're not in this position to be fighting for a playoff because the bubble is so soft this year.
True.
I get that. But if New Jersey is on the precipice of going from, they're at 81 right now. They're 81 right now. Let's split the difference and say they end up the season at 83. Next year, they're going to be 17 points better. Well, the Detroit Red Wings, let's give them two more. Let's say they finish with 87. Why can't they be 13? But they got a shorter distance to go. Why can't it be the Detroit Red Wings that are in a better position next year instead of the New Jersey Devils?
The Red Wings last year finished 7-18. This year, 5-15 with 3 games to go. And I'm just talking wins and losses. There's a couple overtime points in there. My point is, this is back-to-back years. Derek Lalonde's hockey teams are collapsing. If we're talking about not being here next year, I hope he was talking about himself. Because I hope the Red Wings are here next year or even further along.
At a minimum.
I mean, come on.
I thought this was going to be a playoff team this year. I expected them to be a playoff team, and they might still be.
I see the clock. Here's the deal. They sent most of the young guys down to start the season. Two Yzerman draft picks made the opening roster. It was clear they had a bunch of adults and grownups in the room, and there was a clear consensus effort to make the playoffs. To miss it should not be explained away with, oh, shucks, we weren't supposed to be here. It's 97-1.